Chinese telecom giant Huawei reporting profits more than doubled last year. Its cloud and digital businesses thrived despite U.S. sanctions. No action today on Wall Street. The stock market closed on this Good Friday. More details, srnnews.com.
Not to brag, but Progressive's Name Your Price tool is mankind's greatest tool ever. Even better than the wheel. Sure, without the wheel, we wouldn't have modern transportation or funny videos of dogs riding skateboards. But without the Name Your Price tool, we wouldn't have easy access to auto insurance options based on our budget. And, well, cars do need wheels. They also need insurance. And insurance never goes flat. Learn more about the greatest tool ever, the Name Your Price tool, at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. Not available in all states.
He's gone from reporting on the sidelines to making sense of the headlines. It's the Michelle Tafoya Podcast on the Salem Podcast Network.
There are people, Democrat operatives, that are saying, things are not looking good. Maybe Mr. Biden needs to bow out. Maybe the president needs to take a look at what's best for the party and say, you know what? I'm not going to run again.
Subscribe to the Michelle Tafoya Podcast today on Apple, Spotify, Google, YouTube, Rumble, or at SalemPodcastNetwork.com.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Wiley Sanders Truck Lines, where dump truck drivers are in demand. Wiley Sanders is on the grow. We need dump truck drivers now. Call 855-77-9785.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. You're going to love hearing this forecast that I've got for you for the Easter weekend. I don't think it could be any better. Sunshine today on this Good Friday with a high temperature up to about 74. Partly cloudy, cool tonight. The overnight low temperature will be in the mid-40s. The warm-up continues tomorrow with Saturday's high up to about 79. 83 on Easter Sunday. Abundant sunshine, nearly perfect. Mid-80s on Monday with partial sunshine and the risk of showers and storms holding off till Tuesday. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
ASC Credit Union makes auto loans easy with rates as low as 4.75% APR. Apply online or visit your local branch today. Federally insured by the NCUA, Equal Opportunity Lender.
ASC Credit Union, your life, your goals, your
ASC. From the Blue Water Broadcasting News Center, here's today's top stories. Alabama joined 10 other states in a federal lawsuit Thursday challenging President Biden's student loan repayment plan. The states argue that Biden overstepped his authority in creating the SAVE plan, which was made available last year and has already canceled loans for more than 150,000 people. Auburn University announced expedited assistance for displaced Birmingham Southern students Thursday. The assistance includes waiving application fees and a quick review of applications. The process is expected to help BSU students enroll in Auburn for the summer semester. A Montgomery barbershop that was destroyed in a January arson has reopened in a new location on Hall Street. Seven Seeds Barber and Style is one of four businesses on Norman Bridge Road that was destroyed by the fire 2 months ago. No arrests have been made. The case remains unsolved. From the Blue Water Broadcasting News Center, I'm Sky Mosley.
How do you know once you pass that family and friends will get what you promised and that someone won't destroy or replace your will or trust with a fake one? How many copies of your will do you have and do your loved ones know where it is? Every time you change your will, you have to copy, distribute, and have it notarized. Put a stop to all of this at SecureAWill.com, where your important documents like last will, trust, or goodbye letter are stored until your passing. Then they send your info to whomever you've requested. You'll be 100% safe with voice biometrics and their new video signature. Visit them at Secure-A-Will.
This is your roving reporter, and today I am talking with an elk.
Hey man.
Mr. Elk, I was just wondering, what do elk do to take care of their money?
Well, like most smart folks, we call David Erdit.
You mean Alabama's most favorite asset preservationist?
That's him, man. We call him up at 334-279-7431 or 205-479-0839.
I see.
Yes, he is our preferred money man.
The money man with the money plan.
You've been paying attention.
Well, could you give us those numbers one more time?
334-279-7431 or 205-479-0839. And I just want to try to give you a heads up, man.
Oh, what's that?
I'm not an elk.
Not an elk, huh? Well, then, pray tell, what are you?
Knights of Columbus.
I am not even going to make a comment.
Well, the baby liked it.
The Tierce family has been your local Roto-Rooter service since 1964. Drain cleaning, plumbing repair, and those troublesome septic tanks, no problem. Technology has changed a bit in the last 54 years. Video inspections of lines to locate problems is available, as well as scheduling your appointment online. River Region residents have trusted Roto-Rooter for over half a century. You can too. Call today at 272-7130 or visit online at rotorooteralabama.com.
Call Roto-Rooter, that's the name.
And away go troubles down the drain.
Roto-Rooter.
My brother-in-law died suddenly, and now my sister and her kids have to sell their home. That's why I told my husband we could not put off getting life insurance any longer. An agent offered us a 10-year, $500,000 policy for nearly $50 a month. Then we called SelectQuote. SelectQuote found us identical coverage for only $19 a month, a savings of $369 a year.
Whether you need a $500,000 policy or a $5 million policy, SelectQuote could save you more than 50% on term life insurance.
For your free quote, call SelectQuote at 1-800-457-6060. That's 1-800-457-6060. Or go to SelectQuote.com. 1-800-457-6060. That's 1-800-457-6060.
SelectQuote. We shop, you save. Full details on example policies at selectquote.com/commercials.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers.
It's time for Alabama Unfiltered Radio, powered by 1819 News. To join the conversation, call 334-272-9228. Now, here's your host, Scott Beeson.
Welcome into the program, everybody. This is Alabama Unfiltered Radio. I am Scott Beeson. Today is a beautiful day here in the heart of God's country. It is a Friday, the 29th day of March in the year of our Lord, 2024. Amy Beth Shaver is with me as well. Sky's here. Big Dave, Jeeves, Petroff, the whole gang, making sure the message gets out to you. By the way, happy Good Friday to everyone. Today is Good Friday of Holy Week. Sunday is Easter, so happy Easter to y'all in case I forget. Later in the program. How is everybody? Sky's
good.
Sky
gave us a fist bump.
Yeah, Roll Tide, where's the party at? That's what I'm talking about.
Roll Tide. Yeah.
That was fantastic last night.
Did you enjoy that, Amy Beth Shaver?
Yes, I enjoyed it very much. I love our friends and know still about half of the UNC team.
Mm-hmm.
Proud of them. But even prouder of my Tide.
Wow. Grant Roll Nelson. Tide. Grant Nelson just took over in his
on
half.
Fire.
My goodness, man.
Where, Could not stop him.
I don't want to complain, but where's this been all season?
Hey, yeah. No. In basketball,
it's
not where this been.
At the right time.
We'll take it when it gets there.
24 points, 12 rebounds, four blocked shots. And most of
my favorite was the one at the end.
That was
after because most people don't do that. And he's like, "I'm not even letting you try the one that might go in."
Well, I'll just he would deliberately miss that second free throw anyway.
Yeah,
I think, but
to make the time run out.
Well, here's a
make him have to play from there instead of inbounding. But my goodness, man, what a game!
Hey, that was a program pivoting. When?
Was it the first time we passed the Sweet 16?
No, that's second time.
Second time. 20 years?
25 years. 30 years. 2004, Mark Gottfried took them to the Elite Eight, where they were defeated by eventual national champion, I believe it was UConn that year. They ran into a buzzsaw.
Yeah, they did. So, Mark Sears, this is a fun fact. Mm-hmm. I didn't think anybody, I don't know if they brought it up or not, because I did nap through some of it. Okay, I'll admit. The middle part.
Spoken like a real girl.
So, that's the second time somebody told me about that this morning. But Mark Sears and Seth on UNC's team.
Oh, yeah.
They're cousins.
Oh, are they really?
Didn't know that.
Seth Trimble, he was Will's roommate one of Will's roommates. They're cousins, but Mark Sears was unbelievable.
Yeah, he played well.
As usual.
You know how people say things like, yeah, I went to a dinner with Donald Trump. I went to dinner with so-and-so. And it's like them and the 5,000 of their closest friends. Yeah. And them. Yeah, I hung out at the airport one time with Mark Sears.
Did you?
Yeah. I mean...
Hey, guys,
I met Mickey Mantle in the airport one time.
Yeah, yeah.
Well,
that's why you say you hung out with him. Because he was waiting on a plane, I was waiting on a plane, and I was not one of those people that are like, hey, can I, you know, I'm just like, I think that's
hey, he's from Muscle Shoals. He's a cool kid.
He was a nice kid.
Very nice kid. Do you think that I should, like, copy Mark's mom and dress like her next year? Did you see her glittery tops? She was like a whole lot of fun.
All the women on my feed
were talking about whatever her name is. And we're like, you know what, Mama? Because you know as well as I do that the driving to the practice and the hoping and the praying and the waiting and the blood and the sweat and the tears, dads, y'all can't do that. Y'all can't wear a glittery top saying, that's my baby. But we can. And she did. And I just thought that her fits were, you know, through the weekend. Like, I'm looking forward to the next game. Like, what is she going to wear? I don't know. This one had lots of sparkle
on it. She was fun.
She was hilarious. I wouldn't go that far, but I enjoyed that. I thought it was funny.
No, you would too.
No, I really wouldn't.
When y'all make it to the Sweet 16 next year.
No, yes, I will. Yes,
yeah,
I will.
We're all going to be together.
Like, you're going to be with us.
Yeah, we'll go help you.
Because we're rebuilding the team, and team meetings have gone well this week for UAB. Mm-hmm. So they're moving in a very good direction. Mm-hmm. Very proud that we only lost to San Diego State by 4.
I know, and I thought we could have won that.
Hey, hindsight is 20/20.
But you had to go play UConn, right?
Then we had to go play. Ooh, that would have been bad. But
UConn,
I'm very proud, and I've already got my outfits picked out for next year.
Oh, you do? You're ready.
Yeah, I'm ready to go. But really, the other thing I needed to ask you about, because you and I were discussing food this morning, Sky, you will appreciate this so much, but I got home yesterday, and I didn't actually eat anything until about 2:30 or 3 o'clock because of errands and junk. Number one, it's the first time my car has ever been taken seriously when I dropped it off. They didn't ask me for sounds, like what kind of sounds is it making? Mm-hmm. This time I learned something. I was 51 years old yesterday and however many days.
I thought you dropped your car off to your son-in-law.
Well, if it's collision stuff.
Oh.
Or if he ever says, let me replace your windshield. Hey, Ben, we're going to have to do that.
Okay.
But I learned that from now on, when I go to the car shop, there's two things I learned yesterday. Number one, if I say, my husband said I have to drop it off, there's shock issues. My shocks are shot.
Okay.
Bring it right in, ma'am. Usually they'll go, we need to diagnose and see him, blah, 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 blah. Little lady. As long as they say little, that is my favorite word, even if it's not true.
Little or young.
But I learned, why did it take me my whole life? Why did it take me my whole life to just go, he said? And he just started going,
really? He was just...
And he got on his computer and...
Put it all
yes,
in.
Yes, ma'am, where are your keys? And I was like, here, and there's my car right there. And he goes, okay. What? And number two.
Mm-hmm.
There is such a thing as hangry.
Yeah, they make commercials about it.
Did you know that?
Yes, that's what the Snickers come on.
Hangry is a real thing. I was angry at the world until I had a little snack yesterday, and I thought, oh my gosh.
That's what the Snickers commercial is hangry. Remember the guy, like a monster, and they give him a Snickers?
Why didn't anybody tell me that was an action?
It was on the same page.
I was angry.
There's a handbook.
Yes.
And you had stuck gum in there when you were a young lady and said, I don't need to read this man patriarchy handbook. And those two pages were facing each other. And it was, say, my husband said the shocks are shot.
Yeah, yeah.
And you can be angry and hungry. Well, angry because you're hungry, we're on the same page. Yeah.
I mean, I watched my daughter wonder why I was a little, trying to fix her phone, doing all the things. Mm-hmm. And then I told you I said something else I can't say on the air. But I think I can, but I don't know. And then I ate, and then I was like, Molly, angry mom almost came out, but aren't you glad she didn't?
Hey, that blood sugar thing is real.
Dude.
He can make it work for you, though. Stay hangry. That's my motto. All day long.
So I just...
I learned that yesterday. Okay. By then, everybody's just wanting to leave me alone.
Because then I was ready for the game. I was absolutely ready for the game and excited. Paid attention except for halftime. For about 15 minutes, had a little nappy nap, and then it was fine. Okay, but then I find out Scott is running late this morning because he also watched the game. Clearly, we're all Alabama fans because we were dialed in. Okay, but Scott,
what did you tell me? Well, I was running late, dragging myself in here. Because yesterday I carried a load of wood to the farm, got the truck out, carried it to the farm, stack it all up, eat way too much barbecue at one of the best barbecue places.
It's where? Lawler's?
No, Top Hat in Blunt Springs, Alabama.
Oh, never been there.
One of the 8 or 10 geologic barbecue formations in the state. I had a professor in school in Alabama. And you had to go on a geology, like a field trip. And when we went to go see these different things, there were certain restaurants, and they were the geological barbecue formations.
You're making this up.
Around the state. No, that's what he called them. Okay. So we went to whatever the best barbecue joint was in these different areas, and Top Hat was on that list. But my family had gone there forever and ever because it's on the way from our house.
Yeah.
So Top Hat Barbecue. Did I say Red Top Barbecue?
No, you said Top Hat Barbecue. What did you get?
Oh, the large barbecue.
Okay.
Large barbecue
pork
plate.
Or chicken.
Yeah, pork. No. If you're going to real barbecue.
I'm both.
Okay. Yeah, me too. Chris is pork, but he'll eat chicken.
Barbecue chicken is just smoked chicken.
I'm sorry. Yeah,
but barbecue is pork.
I still love that bird, though, man, when it's done.
Yeah, barbecue is pork.
Okay. Sweet. All right.
They have the best barbecue down there?
Well, in the chicken category, hands down. It's no
question. Who does?
Sweet Creek.
Okay. All right, I'll try it.
So I got a bunch of barbecue. Then I'm driving back home to Gardendale, and I'm like, you know, I need a dessert. Mm. I just deserve it. I've had to put up with both ladies today, and it's just been stressful. So I stopped by the old Dairy Queen and got the traditional cone dipped in the chocolate. Just like the little kids
get. I would have doubted your manliness if you hadn't gotten it dipped.
Got to get it dipped. But I did get the small.
Really? Not the mini.
No, not the mini. Just the small. Which is just a normal size cone and a big old thing.
Okay.
And I think the chocolate had a bunch of caffeine in it. Because for all the coffee I drink before lunch, the game was over last night.
Yes.
I'm wide awake.
Really?
Midnight, I'm wide awake. 1 o'clock, I'm wide awake. 1:30, I'm wide awake. And I'm like, I got to get up in a minute. I was fired up about the game.
Yeah.
For the last 5 minutes of the game, especially when North Carolina went up again there in that little three or four minute mark, I was like, crap. But we came back.
Hey, what time did the game end?
Late.
I want to say 10:30.
It was too late for us grown folk.
You know, I do the news.
10:30 or 11.
Okay.
Yes.
Uh-huh.
Yes.
I do it every night, and it has to be in. And so I do 6 stories, okay, in 4 segments. So I had my 6 stories, and I thought, you know, if Bama wins, this is going on the news, man.
Yes.
No doubt about it. So I had it written, you know, and I was waiting to fill in the blanks. And sure enough, of course, the tide prevailed. And I didn't get the news into like, I didn't get it recorded and sent to like 1 a.m. this morning.
Oh, my gosh.
And it was
every
second of it, man. I'm telling you.
So. Did you include that Alabama is the only college program to ever make the Elite Eight in college basketball and the college football playoff in the same year?
Didn't have time. I only get a minute per segment, Scott. I've got to get 3 stories in there.
I didn't
get to mention Grant Nelson, but I did mention this. Alabama meets Clemson Saturday night for a trip to the Final Four.
Final Four, absolutely.
7:35.
Didn't we play Clemson earlier in the year? We lost, didn't we?
We played Clemson earlier in the year. We lost by 3.
Okay. Well, interesting note, neither Clemson nor Alabama has ever been to the Final Four. So one of us is going
to still not going to go to the Final Four.
I'm so excited. It's not going to be orange and purple. I'm sorry.
No way.
I tell you, for the Shaver family, though, Grant Nelson should have made Will feel great because big inside, handle the ball, shoot. If you don't go out there, I mean, I was thinking about Will during that game.
He was spectacular.
I was like, man.
What a gamer, man. And by the way, just for those of you scoring at home, Alabama is currently a 3.5-point favorite over Clemson.
Yes. Favorite? Really?
Yes, sir.
Yeah. I'd rather go in the underdog.
No, well, but come on now. I mean, now we know about Grant Nelson, and we also know about Mark Sears. So I think that's going to be, even though their big guy for Clemson is amazing, and I'm blanking on his name right now, but he's a great
JP
great
Hall?
Kid.
We may get
PJ Hall.
PJ Hall.
PJ Hall. That's
I
Thayer's
still
brother.
Think that we can.
Yeah, we used to sit by their family at the volleyball games. When Merritt went to Florida, his older sister Thayer.
No way. Thayer Hall, like Thayer, like
Thayer.
Thayer?
Thayer. Thayer Hall was in Florida.
All right.
Did you see Nate Oates comment in the locker room, Sky?
What Nate say? What coach
when
say?
When he's celebrating with the team?
No, I was right.
The fellas in Chapel Hill, they don't have practice tomorrow.
Did he? Really?
Okay.
My. Okay. Come on, coach.
All right.
I don't know if anyone can doubt how good a coach he is.
No, got it, buddy.
That's... I mean, people kept saying, well, we don't know. Well, come on now. Figure it out. We got to take a break. We'll be back.
Madness is happening right now. But the real action is happening at Toyota of Montgomery. Score our biggest Toyota savings of the year. That's on our biggest selection of new Toyotas in stock. Like the game-winning 2024 Camry, now $299 a month. Trade in your old car, no matter what it is, no matter where you got it. We'll give you up to $2,000 over book value for it. And they're here. The Toyota of Montgomery All-Stars. Shop and save thousands on our certified pre-owned Toyotas. They're just like new Toyotas, even come with a warranty, but cost thousands less. Want in on the action? Hurry before it all ends March 31st. Dribble down to Toyota Montgomery online at toyotamontgomery.com. Part of the Sutherland Automotive Group.
Camry LE, MSRP 30,958, 12,000 miles per year for 36 month leases with 3638 due assignment. $0 security deposit with approved credit. Trade value is based on excessive wear, tear, and mileage, plus tax, tag, title, and $995 dog fee. Offer ends 4/1/2024.
Make 2024 the year you break away from the chain stores and join us here at Adams Drugs. We value your business and want to provide you the best customer service at the lowest possible price. We've been serving up excellent customer service here in the River Region for over 62 years.
I made the swap to Adams Drugs and I couldn't be happier. Having a job and then getting three kids to all of their activities keeps me busy. I don't have an hour to waste waiting on a prescription. At Adams, they know me and my family. I get in and out in minutes, and when I can't get by Adams, they'll bring the prescription right to my door.
What are you waiting for? Come in to Adams Drugs and let us earn your business. Our friendly and personal staff will talk with you and answer any questions you may have about your prescriptions. Your satisfaction is our number one goal. Visit us at AdamsDrugs.net for the location nearest to you. Adams Drugs is your local independent Health Mart pharmacy. Health Mart, taking the time to listen and care.
It's a fact. Guys hate going to the doctor. But when it comes to erectile dysfunction and low testosterone issues, men from all over Montgomery have been thrilled seeing the providers at Montgomery Men's Health. Men all the way up to 95 years old have jump-started their sex drive and energy levels. Lots of men suffer with ED for years, but now they're able to enjoy sex again. Tom from Montgomery said, "Montgomery Men's Health has changed my life. I have been able to be intimate with my wife for the first time in 5 years. She thought this problem was because of her, but the pills never worked for me. I had given up until I went to the clinic and realized there were more options for erectile dysfunction. Now I'm happy and my wife is happy. A visit for only $99. And that includes all testing, including a PSA and testosterone test. Give the guys at the clinic a call at 334-440-3663. That's 334-440-3663. Or go to montgomerymenshealth.com.
Sunken Tractor Cafe is reopening on April 6th. Local favorites including garlic butter burgers, gyros, Reubens, and brisket sandwiches. The Fryer is open to feature French fries, appetizers, and desserts. Beer and wine, too. Go see them April 6th from 11 to 8 and Thursday through Saturday thereafter. Sunken Tractor on Facebook or Meherg Road, Wetumpka.
Healthwise Foods and Irwin Naturals has a huge comprehensive line of men's health products. Trouble with low T, low libido, or prostate support? Check out Irwin Natural products like Testosterone Up, Prosta Strong, 20 Goat Weed, and more. Healthwise Foods and Irwin Naturals have healthy alternatives to help with these vital issues. Find Irwin Naturals at Healthwise Foods, family owned for over 36 years. Healthwise Foods, 5147 Atlanta Highway, open 7 days a week. Call 277-9925 or visit them on Facebook.
Are you tired of the mainstream media's biased reporting? Do you want to stay informed on the news that really matters to you? Look no further than 1819 News. At 1819 News, we bring you the latest in Alabama news, politics, sports, culture, and more. We've assembled a team of journalists with Alabama values dedicated to the truth and the truth alone. Visit us at 1819news.com today. That's 1819news.com. Subscribe to our newsletter. Honest News, Alabama values.
All the headlines the mainstream media won't touch. Your News Talk station. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Back into the program, everybody. This is Alabama Unfiltered Radio. I am Scott Beeson. We appreciate you listening to the show. If you want to join the program, the number here is 1-800-289-9228, 289-9228. Amy Beth Shaver is with me. Allison Sinclair is somewhere. Scott, you got that look on your face.
I was thinking I probably should give out the local number when you do the 800 number.
Either way, I figure the people who listen down there have it memorized.
Yeah, but some people, we want to encourage new callers. So 272-9228 locally in the River Region. If you've never called before, don't be shy. Just listen to the program and you'll know that, nothing you say could be...
could be worse than the show.
We want to offer comfort, see, to the callers and a safe space.
Yeah.
And that is this place.
Call right now and win a... free copy of Scott's book, joke book.
Yes, as soon as it's written, as soon as it's ready.
In Swahili. Yeah.
Your book.
Yeah.
Why, let's say, what is God chose me through hard times? No, is that a book that's already written? What's our senator's book?
Do Hard Things.
Yes.
Oh, my.
Okay.
Well, I'm writing the sequel. The Holy Week.
Yes, sir. Oh.
Is this week.
Got to get my Twitter saved.
Do we do enough?
No.
I don't think we do enough, really, for Easter.
No, we don't. Hold on.
Because I have this, and y'all tell me if I'm wrong or not. Personally, when I rationally think about it, I think Easter should be a bigger holiday than Christmas.
Correct. Yes. I agree with that.
Yeah, that's the one. That's the big one.
That's the big one. Yeah. And... And we really don't do a lot. We don't talk about it. We don't say Happy Easter to people. I mean, I do sometimes, but it's not a normal thing.
The Easter Bunny gets all the credit in this.
The Easter Bunny and Easter eggs and candy and all that kind of stuff. But I think Easter ought to be bigger. Mm. I mean, Easter week today, Good Friday, was the day Jesus was crucified, beaten, well, mistrial, beaten, spit upon, mocked, tortured, crucified, died, buried. Mm. And Sunday, Easter, was the resurrection.
Peter got up and ran to the tomb.
And if Jesus was never resurrected, we wouldn't have salvation through him. And then there's nothing more important than that in the whole entire world. There's nothing more important than that. There's no politics that's that important. There's no climate change that is that important. There's no ball games that are that important. And we just kind of miss it. And I get frustrated with the state governments. I get frustrated with the school systems. I get frustrated with all these entities that have decided that Easter is not a day that you really celebrate. Now, I understand it's on a Sunday, but school used to be out on Good Fridays.
It did.
Back when I was little. But that went away. But now we have E-Days, and we celebrate presidents and this American and that American, and we have a holiday for this, and we have, you know, Labor Day, whatever, even Memorial Day. There is no other day more important than celebrating the resurrection of Jesus Christ. And somehow we have just almost wiped it away in our secular culture. And I don't even know if we would discuss Easter if stores and retailers couldn't sell candy and stuff like that as a holiday. So I kind of wanted to take a little bit of today and just kind of go through Holy Week a little bit. I don't know all these things. I didn't know all these things. I got it. What I'm looking at is an article by Meg Butcher. You can find it over at crosswalk.com. It was written back in, this is a new article. Holy Week starts with Palm Sunday, celebrating when Jesus entered Jerusalem. And I may mess up some of my theological words here, but the triumphal entry, riding on a, was it a donkey?
It was.
Donkey.
It wasn't a young donkey, was it? Sometimes I get my donkey stories mixed up, but it was a young donkey.
Yes, it was.
And I've heard different stories about that, like a king going out to fight would leave on a horse, but the tradition was if he won and they were victorious and there was peace, he would return on a donkey.
Mm-hmm.
Have you heard that before?
Perhaps.
So that starts Holy Week. That's Palm Sunday, where they laid down the branches and shouted Hosanna. And then you go through the week, and I didn't know some of these things. Some of these references may be...
Jesus chose to ride a donkey to fulfill the prophecy.
Well, of course.
From the book of Zechariah, behold, your king is coming to you humble and mounted on a donkey.
Yes.
That's why
he
came into Jerusalem like that.
And the quote-unquote, the explanation of the symbolism of why that would be that way was what I said. Then there was... different things that happened during the week, and I'd never seen this explained this way. What happened on Monday before Easter, on the way back to the sea from Bethany, where Jesus and the 12 spent the night, Jesus became hungry. I don't know if he was hangry. He might have been.
He could have been.
Could have been. Saw a fig tree with no fruit on it, though it was full of leaves and thus should have been full of fruit. Jesus spoke a curse on the tree. Jesus went to the temple on Monday and confronted those making profit off the people coming to worship there. That's where he got the, you know, turned over the tables and said, what the heck are you doing over here? Little Miss Mr. Meekness. That was not very nice. I'm not really sure that Jesus would not have gotten a talking to from many of the folks in the Evangelical Church of the United States.
I think perhaps you are correct. And remember that the word meek is strength directed from on high.
Mm.
Nice.
Very good. Very good. Because I just don't, I really think, I can see it right now. Jesus throws out the money changers, overturns the tables, tells them it is written, my house will be called a house of prayer, but you are making it a den of robbers. I'm pretty sure that someone would have stopped him and said, what are you thinking?
Mm.
Where is your What Would Jesus Do bracelet? And I'm being serious as a heart attack.
No, I know you're
you
being serious.
It.
We don't even know because we're sitting at the tables that they flipped.
Oh.
Wow. Amy Bell's on fire.
I think we might better go to break on that. We are sitting at the tables that Jesus flipped. We'll be back.
I'm Kim Williams with Alabama Home Mortgage. For many years, my team and I have worked diligently to provide our veterans with top-notch service, as it is our honor to serve those who have served us in the armed forces. Madeline and I are certified veteran lending specialists. Nationwide, there are over 22 million veterans that qualify to purchase a home through the VA loan program. Yet less than 2 million of them currently have a VA home loan. Many lenders do not keep up with the ever-changing guidelines and benefits of the VA loan program. They are intimidated by the program, resulting in many veterans not obtaining VA loans. This is unacceptable. The VA Home Loan Program offers service members and veterans with 100% financing. You've already paid your down payment. If you are currently serving or have honorably discharged, we would love an opportunity to discuss how the VA program can serve you. Give Alabama Home Mortgage a call at 567-4223 or visit us online at myalabamahomemortgage.com to complete an application on your time. Thank you for your service. NMLS 1586-368, Equal Housing Lender.
David Little, Tucker Pecan, and things are happening at Tucker that's going to surprise you. They're moving. Here's David to tell you more.
Yeah, Bubba, we are. We're moving. Been out here since 1952, and it was time to make a change, and we're making a change, and it will be for the better. We're going to move to 135 Mulberry Street. We're going to have our store over there. Our kitchen's going to be in the back. It's going to be a great opportunity for us, and we're going to have all the great gifts we have, and we're going to do the mail order like we've always done. But we're just moving to an area where has other shops like us, which will be good for us. And, you know, it makes it easier for people to come shopping. They can just jump off the interstate right there on Mulberry, take a left, go about a mile up, we're on the left. So that's what we're doing. We're going to have the same great candies and gifts and all that, but in a different location. And we're starting to move, and hopefully we will be moved and out, everything done by the end of the month. So starting in March, we will be at 135 Mulberry Street. So y'all just come see us now.
This is Johnny from Sinclair's on Vaughn Road. We've been in business almost 30 years.
Sinclair's East, Vaughn at Taylor.
I think if you hadn't tried us, you should give us a try. We've got a great menu, offered anything from chicken fingers, wings, salads, fajitas. At lunchtime, we do great country lunch with different vegetables and different meats every day.
Sinclair's, where you get great sandwiches and our daily meat and three special at lunch, two great pasta, chicken, steaks, and seafood for dinner.
Our most popular items are, we got a soup called She Crab Soup, which is extremely popular. We've got a bunch of pasta dishes, which people love. Mediterranean chicken is my favorite.
Sinclair's.
We do live music, light stuff on Wednesdays and Thursdays, and then on Fridays and Saturdays, maybe three-piece bands or four-piece bands.
Come see why Sinclair's has seen lesser restaurants come and go over the years. Johnny Sullivan Sinclair's at the corner of Vaughn and Taylor. Find them on Facebook at Sinclair's East. Google search Sinclair's Restaurant. Sinclair's.
Hey guys, are you looking for a professional and reliable tree service company in the Montgomery and surrounding areas? Well, check out the folks at Tree Masters. It's a name you know and trust. From pruning to full tree removal, they'll even help you remove your shrubs. They service all of central Alabama, including Lake Martin and Lake Jordan. Call them for a free quote today at 334-676-3638. That's 334-676-3638. Tree Masters.
John Bobo with Capital Tractor. Got a lot of jobs to do this spring? Save now on Kubota's BX23S tractor loader and backhoe combo at Capital Tractor and check off that to-do list. Powering Alabama, Kubota and Capital Tractor, Montgomery, Brundage, and Greenville.
Rich Thomas Weather brought to you by H&H Carpets, where you will find a complete line of Mohawk carpet with exceptionally clean, smart strand fiber. It's always available and ready to be installed. H&H Carpets, across from Walmart on the Atlanta Highway.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Timing is everything, and the timing for this string of beautiful weather just in time for the Easter weekend couldn't be better. Sunshine today on this Good Friday with a high temperature up to about 74, so very comfortable. Partly cloudy, a little cool tonight, overnight low in the mid-40s. The warm-up continues tomorrow. Saturday's high 79, 83 on Easter Sunday. Abundant sunshine, just about a perfect forecast. And then mid-80s with partial sunshine, still dry Monday. The risk of showers and storms holding off till Tuesday. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
We're redesigning financial freedom at CBNS Bank. Make purchases at participating stores and restaurants using your CBNS Bank debit card through your mobile devices with Mobile Wallet. Charges and fees may apply for your cellular service provider. Contact your service provider for more information. Member FDIC.
We get Montgomery talking 24 hours a day. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Welcome back into the program, everybody. Alabama Unfiltered Radio. Amy Beth just went to the house. She had her mic drop moment right before the break. A quote that should be put into the internet quote websites. That some of our problem is we are sitting at the tables that Jesus flipped.
Pretty good. Finished strong. Yeah.
That is, golly, I don't even know if I should keep going. Let's let Eric the dog weigh in. We're talking a little Holy Week stuff because you know what? There's probably not another, okay. All right. Careful with what I say here. There's probably not another radio show that people actually listen to that is discussing Holy Week.
It's true.
Because the churchy church radio is often roughy rough to listen to. I'm just saying it is sometimes.
That's why Christian movies are not good. Oh, I said that.
That's why Christian television has those gold throne chairs sometimes, and you're like, and all the heavy makeup.
And like who decorated it?
Oh, yeah. It's
like,
painful.
Guys, like just be real.
Right, just be real.
Just be real, and we'll accept you, but also do excellent work. As a theme.
Just saying. Not.
Then I'll buy it. But, like, don't be weird about it.
I just thought it was me that was the only one that thought it was kind of weird.
No, C.S. Lewis said there needs to be less Christian musicians and more musicians who are Christians.
Oh, dang. That's too, well, that was C.S. Lewis's.
That was C.S. Lewis. And the other one was, like, my, you know, one of my girls, although she said she taught me differently. But anyway, that's what we need more of. We need to be excellent. There's a verse. It says, be excellent in all that you do. Period, exclamation point, whatever right. You want to do, bright neon letters, just be excellent. If you choose that, you don't have to have the gold thrones. You don't have to have the Tammy Faye eyelashes pink. You don't need any of that. And then you don't get to self-righteously judge us because we're like, that product is terrible.
Right.
The Christian music is terrible.
Right. Is that why some of the missionary coffee is terrible?
Yes, that's why some of the missionary coffee is terrible.
Scott knows that one's true.
It is true.
I was going to back up to the Christian music show.
Okay, go tell us.
It all sounds the same to me, and it doesn't come off as you know what we used to call gospel music, where you felt a joy in your spirit and right down to your soul. I don't get that. Maybe I haven't been exposed to the correct why.
Because they're worshiping themselves.
Ooh man.
Look at the lyrics. Read the lyrics. Are they worshiping God? Are they pointing all praise and glory to Him? Or are they, I feel whatever, you know, like feeling-ish and like Brian says, love song-ish. Mm-hmm. But are we in our songs, and I don't care what kind of music it is, are you pointing to the cross? Are you pointing to the good news? Are you pointing to hope? Or are you singing about the way Jesus makes you feel?
Mm. Right.
Are we onward Christian soldiering? Mm-hmm. And are we lifting high the cross? Or are we just Love songs with Christian lyrics.
Yeah, and some of, because you don't know, exactly right, because some of them make it over to the secular side, and it sounds just like a love song. And
Change a few words, and it is.
Yeah, well, sometimes you don't even have to change a few words, because it never actually says Jesus or Christ or God. Well, it just says He loves me.
Yes.
And I know the part that gets me is the ones, and look, this is not a blanket statement about them all, but the part that gets me are the ones when they're singing about things, and I'm like, that's not biblical.
Yes, yes.
Where did you get that?
Yes.
And it's those kinds of thoughts start embedding themselves into the Christian community. You're like, where did that come from? It came from that song. That song. I don't know. Because the best Christian, contemporary Christian song is Do Lord.
That is a great song.
That's like the only song I could remember the words to. Yeah. Yes.
And Joy, 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 Down in My Heart. Where?
That's a good one.
You know,
Down in My
Heart. J-E-S-U-S. I'm for that too.
And like Jesus loves me. But that song's racist now, right?
Is it? Apparently.
Yeah, because it says, what is it?
Red, yellow, black, and white. They are precious in His sight.
Yeah.
What? What?
Remember Roy Moore got in trouble for saying red and yellow, black and white.
Really?
Oh. So apparently we can't look with our eyes at reality.
Because you said somebody was yellow and red. And I don't think the people who got mad about it realized that was a song, a church song.
Maybe that's why they got mad.
They're always mad about something. Uh-oh. Somebody waiting in.
Yeah. Our buddy Big Dave.
He's right about that. There's whole churches. Exactly. Health, wealth, and prosperity. How is it that we tell people that if you will follow Christ, follow Jesus, everything will be great? You'll become healthy, wealthy, and wise. When Jesus says, in this world you will have trouble.
But fear not, but take heart.
Because I have overcome. How do we just totally forget? I mean, we're talking about red letters.
Yeah, hey. It's the stuff Jesus said. That's the stuff he said.
Okay. You know what? I'm not going to go on the biblical illiteracy right now. I'm not going to do that, but I'm just going to throw this out here.
Somebody should tell us to get Bibles this week.
This week.
Because we are biblically illiterate. If we just had a leader who was brave enough to say, hey, buy some of this guy's Bibles over here, we could use it in America.
And read them. It's not enough. Everybody's got a Bible, but who reads?
Read them. Hey, and perhaps find out what happened to the 12 disciples. Because
afterwards,
when Jesus said, you're going to have trouble, and if I suffered, you're going to suffer, because the world doesn't hate you, they hate me.
They did.
Then we need to know that perhaps that Peter was crucified.
Upside down.
Upside down. James was the first one to be put to death. John was on an island, right?
Patmos.
And then the Andrew was martyred. So, I mean, if you go on and look at what happened to the 12 disciples, their life at the end was terrible, but they counted themselves not worthy because of the worthiness of Christ. So if we knew that, that's where the boldness comes from, because of the boldness that Christ had, because there's more coming for us, and that's exciting.
Let's be honest, though. The disciples, yes, they were crucified upside down. Yes, some of them, I think, was one burned at the stake or something similar, other things like that. They did not have to face the possibility of being unfriended on social networks.
I did not expect you to say that.
I mean, there are big things.
You're right, Scott.
Or someone
people are so mean.
They are. And they did not know the kind of persecution that we would face today.
And you know what I bet happened when whoever was upside down on the cross dying? I bet he yelled out, his last words were, be winsome.
Be winsome. Be kind.
Be sweet.
Be kind.
Are you kidding me right now? Absolutely not. It's shameful to suggest the things that are being suggested to us in the American church.
It really is. It's kind of nuts. I know we don't have time for Eric the dog.
Please don't go anywhere,
Eric.
Please, we're talking to you next.
So on Monday, Jesus was throwing them out of the, overturning the tables. On Tuesday, that's when Peter saw that the fig tree Jesus had cursed the day before had withered. So we'll get through the rest of Holy Week on the other side. Eric the dog will be up after this. We'll be back.
luxury car prices and payments have hit an all-time high. But at Lexus of Montgomery, we have every new Lexus model in stock with low APR financing to save you thousands. Right now, take advantage of as low as 3.99% APR financing on your favorite new Lexus. You don't have to pay more to get the luxury vehicle you want. Pay less at Lexus of Montgomery. You deserve to drive a Lexus from Lexus of Montgomery.
Financing up to 36 months is $29.52 per 1,000 financed with approved credit. Ends 4/1/24.
This is Eddie Bader from eXp Realty. You know me from co-hosting News and Views with Joey Clark for the past several years. Are you looking for a real estate agent that will go above and beyond to help you find your dream home? Look no further than Hannah Grantham and myself. Hannah and I have the knowledge and experience in the Tri-County area to guide you through the home buying process as easy and smooth as possible. Our attention to detail and dedication to our clients ensures that you will always receive the highest level of service. Don't settle for anything less than the best. Call Hannah and Eddie today, 334-368-6358.
Thompson Tractor is the go-to source for a complete range of the best equipment for your next construction project. Thompson Tractor also has the trusted parts and expert service you've come to expect for more than 65 years, all of which keeps your business up and running so you can focus on the work you do. And now is a great time to get the compact equipment you need, because right now, there's financing starting at 0% for 36 months on any Cat compact equipment, including skid steers and mini excavators. These machines don't sit around for long, but no worries. If it's not here, we can pull from one of our other 16 locations in Alabama and Northwest Florida. And hey, if you're not ready to buy, Thompson Rents is here, so you can rent what you need. So visit ThompsonTractor.com for all the details and for the location nearest you. Thompson Tractor and Thompson Rents. We're here for you.
For the lowest prices on flooring and flooring installation supplies, Budget Floors & More is your new best friend. Luxury vinyl plank, carpet, hardwood, laminate, ceramic tile, carpet remnants, and more with prices lower than the big box stores. And if you're a flooring installer, you'll really love Budget Floors & More. Budget Floors & More has the lowest prices on installation supplies. Ask about their professional trade discounts, large selection, and quality at the best prices. Budget Floors & More, Hunter Lane in Montgomery, across from Del Rey to Publix.
At Guardian Credit Union, we believe that banking should be personal, just like the relationships we build with members. Imagine a place where you're not just a credit score, but a valued part of our community. At Guardian, our dedicated team takes the time to listen, understand, and tailor financial solutions that fit your unique needs. From buying a car to saving for college and even starting a small business, we've got you covered. Come experience the Guardian difference and let's achieve your financial goals together. Guardian Credit Union, where you belong. Federally insured by NCUA.
Independent Glass has been your one-stop shop for all things glass since 1978. They offer a full range of architectural products, and they're armed with the knowledge and expertise to get even the most demanding job done, big or small. Attention to detail, 24-hour replacement services, and their uncompromising commitment to excellence is why Montgomery's first choice for all things glass is Independent Glass. Call them today at 263-2823 and learn more about what they can do for you at independentglassco.com.
The Health and Wealth Show. The Health and Wealth Show. The show so nice, we said it twice. Weekday evenings at 6 on News Talk 93.1 WACV. The Health...
Make it up, son. Joke's over, hey?
If it concerns your community, you'll hear about it on News Talk 93.1. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
I can't live without you.
We are back, everybody. Alabama Unfiltered. Right, what happened to Eric?
Eric the Duck quacked on out of here.
Come on, Eric the Duck, come back. He's gonna get back with us because we wanted him to weigh in on this. And we had Cassie yesterday still on. We had
Charles the First of Dooney.
Lunchbox Bob.
And then Lunchbox Bob. So if y'all, we didn't forget Scott. actually didn't forget, and that's a big deal. So we'd love to hear from you. It's really weird. It's because he had a dipped cone.
Yes.
And then he stayed up week, and it's Holy Week, and look at what he's delivering to the people of Alabama.
Big, big.
Pastor Scott?
Because I was going to feel bad if I didn't remember those people that I said. And since it's Holy Week, I'm going to go to Red Top early.
Wow.
Not Top Hat, which is a famous geological barbecue formation, but Red Top. Red Top, welcome to the program.
Good morning, guys.
Good morning, Red Top. Happy Good Friday.
Well, that's kind of an oxymoron. In reality, I have a hard time saying that, as horrible as Good Friday was. So, God bless Jesus on Good Friday. And I want to wish you guys a beautiful Easter weekend. Be peaceful. Absorb all the good vibes of the resurrection, and let's all pray for Sky's wife. We want Sky to have a good weekend. He's had a hell of a tiring week. And let's think about the real good things in life and opportunities we've had in this country. God bless you. Roll Tide. Go Trump.
Thanks, Red Top. Thank you. Appreciate you, man.
Very good, Red Top. Fantastic.
And, yeah, you know what? In a little way, I can't even believe I'm saying this. But it is hard to say that it is...
Happy Good Friday.
Happy Good Friday, but the goodness of God is... I'll use the song.
The
goodness of God is that he died for us.
The crucifixion is the... I mean...
Which is
can't
why...
Can't have the resurrection without the crucifixion.
Exactly right.
And the willingness to take on all of our sins.
Amen.
And was it Paul says he you know, the gospel is the... The cross of Christ.
That's right.
Talking about the crucifixion, the cross of Christ, and the resurrection. That is the whole story. It's not about be sweetie, sweetie, nice, nice. It's not that. It's that we are bad, and we needed to be redeemed, and God was willing to send his son to do that for us. And that's it's the most important decision we make in our lives.
It is.
Is what are we going to do with that knowledge?
Can you imagine? Do you ever do that? Do you ever put yourself in Christ's place and think?
Oh, I know exactly what I would do.
Could I do this?
No. I'm bringing the 10,000 legions of angels, whatever the number is.
Right.
And we're kicking everybody's tail. I'm not doing it.
You have the ability. You have the power to stop this horrible, torturous death.
You know, where they said, you come down from the cross. And I'm like... I wouldn't even be to the cross.
Yeah.
I'm wiping everybody out the first time. As soon as the first time I get spit on, it is.
Yeah.
And then people don't realize. That's another thing we probably should consider. Mm. We're talking about the Son of God who says, hey, look, this is God's will. It's my Father's will. You know, I could call the angels if I wanted to. The fact that he had is what you said about meekness.
Yeah.
Strength.
He had the power and chose to take it from our grimy little selfish, pathetic, prideful, pious, virtue signaling, evil selves. And he took it instead of wiping us out. That is part of the majesty, the grace. We don't understand grace. We talk about grace all the time. And we talk about grace basically telling each other to be sweeter, be sweetie, sweetie, sweet, sweet, nice. God's grace is that he didn't just
give us what we deserve.
Yes.
That's
yes.
what grace is. Yes.
That's exactly right.
The night before in the garden, he knew everything that was coming. He sweated blood, and his people, his disciples, couldn't even stay up with him through the night.
Because they didn't understand what was coming.
And think about the message of hope that it is, that he doesn't treat us as our sins deserve, and the very people who are cutting off their children's body parts, and the hope that they desperately need that there is a different way, and it is in the way of surrender, and it is at the foot of the cross. There's your hope.
Absolutely.
And it's not in doing, I mean, like, there's just